This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Wendy Williams, the author of The Globalization of Love, a book about multicultural romance and marriage. Wendy has lived in 6 different countries and worked internationally for 18 years. She is Canadian and lives in Vienna with her Austrian husband. Wendy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
It certainly is. So you've written a book titled The Globalization of Love. Can you tell the audience what this book is about and what you think the audience will get out of reading this book?
Okay, well, yeah, thanks for the introduction. You mentioned that The Globalization of Love is a book about multicultural romance and marriage, too. And it's kind of a fun book, and it's based on interviews with multicultural couples from all over the world. And I include chapters in the book on how couples meet, how they get together, on multicultural weddings, interfaith relationships, biracial relationships. There's a chapter on food, on language, on children, and a whole lot more. And it's kind of a fun book, though. It's based on the facts and on the research that I did and on the interviews that I did. But I've written it in a very lighthearted and accessible way, and it includes a lot of very humorous anecdotes that I learned about multicultural couples in the interview process. So it's a fun read that still gives the reader a lot of information. And ultimately, I think what readers will learn is that multicultural relationships, they're a little bit different than what I call monocultural relationships, because couples have all of the everyday issues that all couples have, which I sort of say money, sex, and laundry, right? But in addition to these sort of everyday issues, they also have cultural issues, and it just depends on the culture and language constellation of the couple, and that will determine a little bit how they get along and will create new scenarios for them in the marriage. So that's what the readers will learn from the book, that a multicultural relationship is a little bit different. It's a wonderful and enriching experience. Sometimes it's frustrating, and it's always a lot of fun.
Oh, you use the term GLOLO frequently in the book and even have a cocktail, the GLOLOtini. What does GLOLO mean?
Well, of course, GLOLO is the short version for The Globalization of Love. And it just came into parlance. You know, when I was writing the book, I do a lot of writing in longhand. And to write out The Globalization of Love, of course, took too long. And so it was just shortened to GLOLO. And then it fell into parlance, you know, with my husband and with my editor and so on. And soon, if you look on the internet now, in the book reviews and so on, people are referring to GLOLO relationships and GLOLO couples. And in the book, I have GLOLO weddings and GLOLO children. So really anyone who is in a multicultural relationship is in a GLOLO relationship, and they themselves become GLOLOs. As far as the GLOLOtini is concerned, well, you know, after a long day of writing a book, like Hemingway, you know, I like to have a bit of a drink, and so I created a sort of a fun cocktail called the GLOLOtini. And I would say to my husband, "Oh, it's GLOLOtini time now," if it was a good day of writing.
Why do you feel more people are getting involved in biracial and multicultural relationships today?
Well, as the title of the book would imply, The Globalization of Love, I think one of the primary contributing factors is, in fact, the process of globalization, and that people are traveling more, you know, either on business or on vacation. And what I think is really important is that technology has enabled couples to remain in close contact and to do so cheaply after they've met. So if they've been at a conference, you know, if they've had a hot conference affair or a holiday romance or something like that, when they go back to their home countries, they can continue to communicate, you know, several times a day. And if you compare that even to 20 years ago, when people were still writing letters and so on. So I think it's easier now to keep the romance alive. And of course, couples are meeting online as well, you know, in different chat rooms and forums and so on. So technology has really removed the geographic barriers from the dating game, right? So the dating pool has expanded. You know, so the pool of potential romantic partners out there is no longer just within your own region, kind of thing. And I think in addition to that, social acceptance is much greater in terms of interfaith and biracial relationships, and just in general. I think people are more open to dating outside of their own culture and their own ethnic background today. We're a much more mixed society, and acceptance is simply higher.
Today we are with Wendy Williams, the author of The Globalization of Love, a book about multicultural romance and marriage, here on eHealth Radio's Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. To piggyback on that last question, what do you feel are the advantages, and I want to say disadvantages, of being in a multicultural relationship?
Okay. I don't know which one to answer first, and I don't know which list is longer. But the advantages of a multicultural relationship, or what I call a GLOLO relationship, is that it really opens up, you know, a new world to you and a new way of thinking, because it challenges your way of thinking, right? So when you learn not just about the new culture that you're discovering, but also about yourself and your own culture when your partner starts asking questions. And of course, often there's international travel involved, so that's really nice to be able to see your partner's country through the eyes of a local and not just as a tourist. So you learn about the country in a much more personal way, and the history and so on. And so basically you go on an unexpected path in life, and you end up doing things that you probably never could have visualized. So I would say it's more challenging and more exciting. Now the disadvantage, of course, is that often multicultural couples, because they come from different backgrounds, they lack a common framework of understanding on some basic issues. You know, so the belief of what is normal, what's normal in a relationship, and what is self-evident, some of these things are not the same in different cultures, and that can lead to a lot of cultural misunderstanding, cultural faux pas, and sometimes really, you know, awkward or even hurtful situations. Even when the couples or their families weren't intending to be negative, but that can be perceived differently. And then, of course, there are language barriers. Biracial couples, of course, may have issues in with their families or with societies. So really, there can be a whole mix of advantages and disadvantages in a multicultural relationship. And I think it depends on the particular, the cultural mix of the couple. And it depends on their families and even on the society where they live.
You've interviewed dozens of multicultural couples from around the world. Is there one story in particular that truly impacted you?
I love that question. And the answer is no, there's not one particular story, because it was a wonderful experience, of course, to be sitting with couples and to have them just, you know, open up their lives and show me their worlds. And so all of the stories somehow were wonderful. But I think my favorite stories always revolved around food, because food is kind of a, you know, a medium of love. And a lot of, even if families don't speak the same language, for example, often when somebody brings their new partner home, their mother will prepare a special meal, for example, to welcome the new family member. And sometimes things can go really wrong, because, of course, what is considered to be good food and a beautiful meal is very different around the world, and how things can be interpreted or misinterpreted. So the food stories are really fun, and the chapter on food in the book was really fun to write, and there are a lot of funny anecdotes about what happened. So I would go with food. And I love food.
I'm so sure. Now, where can our listeners find more information online about your book, The Globalization of Love?
Okay, well, the best place to go is to my website, www.globalizationoflove.com. And my email is there as well. So if listeners would like to send me an email directly, I'm really happy to hear from them. There's also the Facebook page, Globalization of Love. And the book is available on Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble and so on. So most of the online shops are now carrying it, The Globalization of Love.
And in conclusion, I have one bonus question for you. Why do you think that multicultural relationships seem to come to come to a point of marriage more faster, more quickly than people within their own culture and your own country, so to speak. Why do you feel like that people get married so much faster? I mean, it seems that way anyway.
They do. They absolutely do. And there are a number of reasons for that. I mean, the main one being it's an administrative issue, right? And so if the couple wants to be together in the same country, usually they have to marry to do that. You know, if they're lucky, maybe they've met in a third country where they both already have a residence permit and already have a working visa. But for the most part, couples are meeting remotely, and so they have to decide very quickly. You know, they don't get to do this sort of dinner and movie routine for a while and see where things are going. And they don't have time to test the water so much. So they tend to make the decision very quickly. If we're going to be together, we need to be married and in the same country together. And that's why they tend to jump into things really quickly. And as well, they may just be more romantic as by nature. I didn't find that necessarily in my research, but definitely it's an administrative and you know geographic issue.
We've been talking with Wendy Williams, the author of The Globalization of Love, a book about multicultural romance and marriage. Wendy has lived in 6 different countries and worked internationally for over 18 years. She is Canadian and lives in Vienna with her Austrian husband. Check out her book. You can visit her website online at globalizationoflove.com. Thanks so much, Wendy, for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks very much, Eric. It was really nice to talk with you.
It certainly was. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network and our Relationship Advice channel. And until next time, enjoy.